Penguin Random House Audio presents Jane and the Man of the Cloth by Stephanie Barron. Read for you by Kate Redding.
Dedicated with love to my sister Kathy, who always gave me the best books, and to my sister Jo, who taught me to read. Editor's Foreword. When Jane Austen travelled to the Dorset coastal town of Lyme Regis in the late summer of 1804, she returned to a part of England she had first visited the previous year and that she is thought to have loved. She chose Lyme and its peculiar blend of fishermen, retired naval officers, and fashionable pleasure seekers for a pivotal passage in her final novel, Persuasion, published posthumously in 1818. Her affection for the town's steep streets and bracing Cobb, a stone breakwater encircling the harbour of the same name, the secretive wilderness called the Pinny, and the high downs beyond, shines through the scenes she set down on paper over 10 years after the action of this memoir. For Jane and the Man of the Cloth is exactly that, a memoir of Austen's detective adventures in Lyme in the late summer of 1804. Austen scholars have long been frustrated by their lack of knowledge about this period in her life, since only one letter written from the town survives in the collected correspondence. In that lengthy note to Cassandra, Jane talks of many people and events that will become familiar to the reader of the present volume. We listen as she discusses Mr. Crawford, with whom she had danced the previous evening at the Thursday night assembly, the servant man James and his lantern, Miss Armstrong, the Schuylers, and the Honourable Barnes.